Hello?
Hey, sir, I'm back. So sorry for that late, but it says here in our notes that it's Dirt Road Barber Trail. So did you go off the PO address?
Yes, ma'am.
The tow from address?
Yes.
Okay, and did you by any chance look at your notes? The notes that are in the PO, because it says that it was a dirt road barber trail.
No, both, I mean, everything is dirt road over here.
Okay, so that address, that barber trail address, that is the address where the daughter sent you. So that is the correct one that she sent. So, do you, they're, the out-of-pocket expense, that is what I'm confused about now.
No, ma'am. I even opened another app to see if the address was correct. So I input the address on another app, and it was telling me that I was already there. So I called the customer
The Barber
and
Trail? Did you put in Barber Trail or
no,
Barber Lane? Because the note says it's a Barber Trail. Barber Trail.
me 1 second, please. Okay, on the notes, I do see Barber Trail, but on the table name location, it says Barber Lane.
It says Barber Lane. I'm sorry. Have you typed in the address and then Barber Trail to see how
And then
far
on
you
the note,
weigh?
and then
How
on the
far?
comments, yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm about 7 miles away, but on the instructions on the comments, it doesn't give you a number. It just tells you dirt road, barber trail, and everything is a dirt road over here. If it would have given me an address where it says barber trail, 4783870, then I would have gone there, but I'm going over whatever the settlement location is at.
Okay, so are you able to put in 43870 Barber Trail, zip code
Let me see
nine
what.
two five three three? I mean, 92536.
Let me see if that will work. 1 second. Does not work.
It does not work. It's still not pulling it up.
I even take a screen picture of it. It does not work.
It does not
And
work.
then, ma'am, I've been over on hold. If you check your phone or your computer, I've been over on phone for about 40 minutes already.
Okay, so I spoke to my supervisor and she said that the address was correct, but you're still having a hard time locating the vehicle.
Yes, I input. Well, no, she sent me the location, and the location. It sends me to I'm sorry, it sends me to this location, but it's 7 miles away. So your supervisor has to understand what I'm saying. I'm not trying to be a negative person, or I'm just trying to be ethical. I could have left, but now I'm still waiting, and it's 40 minutes after, and then on top of everything else, So like I said, I don't wanna be on the negative with nobody, but you guys gotta understand that I'm on call already. I'm already late an hour to my next services.
Alrighty, sir. Let me see what I can do here. Give me
And I
one
even
more.
took a screen picture of the me trying to put input the same thing, but with Barber, wait a second, with Barber Trail, and it's not giving me no address. It says Barber Lane, not Barber Trail, again on the screen. It does not appear to have to be no Barber Trail. Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm still trying to ask another supervisor on what I should do next. Give me one moment.
Explain to him the situation, please. Like I said, you know, it's been I'm almost an hour plus change over here trying to figure this out, you know. And again, I gotta go another 7 miles. It's another dirt road, and I cannot go more than 5 miles, you know. I mean, plus it takes a toll on my tow truck. I'm trying to be positive over here on this service.
They're looking at it right now, sir. I'm so sorry.
No problem. Thank you.
Hey, this is Jennifer, the floor supervisor. How are you?
How you doing, Jennifer? I'm having a hard trouble over here because on the PO that you guys dispatched me, it says Barber Lane, and it says the number, right? The number with the address, and it says Barber Lane. So I got to the pickup location. Supposedly, I called the customer, and she's like, "Oh, by the way, it's my daughter's address. So let me give you her phone number so you can call her." So I called the daughter. And then the daughter sends me the location because it's over here at the mountains. It's a deserted area and everything is a dirt road. So she sends me the Google location. So I open the link, you know, and I'm about 7 miles away from location. And I'm telling your I'm telling the lady that was helping me out, you know, that it's a dirt road. I cannot go more than 5 miles per hour. It takes me about 35 minutes to get to the, 35 minutes to 45 minutes to go 7 miles. Because again, it's a dirt area and it's over here on the desert, on the mountains. Plus, I'm being on hold for with you guys an hour already, and I believe the charge that I'm asking, you know, is the least you guys could do for me, you know, or because the other, and then I tried to put the on the notes. It says Barber Trail, so I tried to put Barber Trail on the Google, and it does not appear. It doesn't give me no address. And I have screen pictures. I have pictures of everything else. I have text messages. What I'm trying to say is, you know, I don't want to leave the customer over here stranded, you know, because again, it's a deserted area. It's on the mountains and it's a dirt road.
Okay, so I have a question. Is the address incorrect that we had on the PO?
Yes, ma'am.
So the 43870 Barber Lane is.
It's not the correct address. The correct address is 7 miles away from that location.
So is the customer Spanish?
No, she's Caucasian.
Okay, so did she tell you if the actual that the address was incorrect that she gave us, or just knew about the address being incorrect after we dispatched it?
What she said, you know, I cannot see you. I'm over here at the corner of the location, and she's like, "Well, I don't see you," and I was like, "Can you please send me the link of where you at? Because I don't see you either." So when she sent me the link, she's 7 miles away from that address that you guys sent me.
Okay, so what we can do for right now until I can actually listen to the recordings to see if it's on behalf of the customer's fault or the agent's fault, I'm not sure what I can do at this time. I can hold off as far as with canceling the ticket. I can create you another one so that you can get paid in full for the correct address. But until we get verification if the fault was on her or us or not, to see if on what they want us to do as far as with this actual situation. The only thing I can do at this point right now is to create a new ticket. So that way you're paid in full for the actual second service. That's what I can do for you right now.
That is fine. You know, that's all I'm asking, you know, $195. So I can go to this lady, you know, because I came away an hour from my yard. It was an hour away, and it's over here at the mountain. So I don't want to charge you and not do the service, you know, but at the same time, I don't want to go back and charge you again for the same price to come back again to a different address.
Okay. So what is the, hold on, give me 1 second.
And on top of it, you know, I've been on hold with you guys for an hour already. And towing is a time business, man. I mean, you know that, ma'am. So
certainly.
I'm already late on my other services. But I'm
okay,
trying to be
ethical,
and I'm not trying to leave this lady stranded over here.
So the second ticket that we create for you, I can't promise that it's going to be as far as with the $195. It's going to be at your actual rate that you have with us until we can determine on how they're going to pay you for the actual mix-up, because we're trying to determine if it's on the customer's behalf or the agent to see what actually happened during this transition. But I can't actually create you a new PO, so that way you're actually paid in full for, you know, this second service as far as with the actual mix-up.
Okay, because I'm an independent towing company. You know, I'm not a part of your company or your system. So I'm a little confused about what you just said.
Hold on, give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So you're not contracted with us?
No, ma'am, no.
And who are you with? Sailor Towing Service?
Yes.
Okay, so it's showing here that you gave us a quote. We paid you $295, right?
Correct.
And how much additional are you trying to get?
$195.
Oh,
and again,
definitely have to get that approved.
Yeah, and again, you know, I mean, you got to take in consideration the hour that I've been on hold. I'm over here waiting. I could have left already, you know, and then just call it good, you know. But I'm over here waiting, you know, plus, you know, I got to go another 7 miles. I'm back 5 miles per hour on the dirt road, which is going to take me 35 to 45 minutes. Again, and then I got to go another 7 miles again in to the dirt road to get to this lady again. So it's another 35, 45 minutes, give or take. And then I got to come back again on the same road. So, I mean, you know, I'm not asking for nothing that is not fair for both sides.
Oh, yeah, we would definitely have to get that approved.
Hold on. Okay, ma'am.
Give me 1 second.
Yes.
Hello, sir. Would you like a call back? I'll have to wait for corporate to give us a call back for approval.
Okay, man. So then I'll have to leave, and if I come back, it's gonna be another fee now.
Say it again, sir.
Yes, I'll have to leave because I cannot hold anymore. Hello?
I'm sorry, I was relaying your message about the additional fee.
Yes, like I said, you know, so then I have to leave, and then if
you cancel the call, they're going to cancel the payment.
Excuse me?
Okay, sir, if we cancel the call, we'll have to cancel the payment. So we can give you a call back.
I'm on the line with them now.
Okay, what payment are you guys talking about?
The payment for the first PO. So if we cancel this ticket, that payment for the first PO will be gone.
Okay, ma'am, you guys cannot cancel the PO because I'm already here. Again, I'm being...
Exactly, that's why we need... Exactly.
Yes, ma'am, but you guys, it's your fault, not my fault. I'm been waiting for an hour already. So, I mean, I don't want to get upset with you guys. I don't want to get mad, you know. But I'm trying to work this out, but... And that's what happens when, you know, when you go ethical, when you try to be a nice guy, you know, nice business owner, you know, you guys taking advantage of that. If I don't need to go to the other address. You guys gave me the wrong address, but I chose to stay. It's been over an hour. Now I gotta go, and I'm still waiting for you guys. So you guys, the GOA is gonna be the GOA is gonna be 100%. What do you guys expect? I mean, you guys want me to wait for you all day and just get paid $295 for the whole day? You guys are wrong.
No,
so
sir.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to discuss this.
Yes,
because
sir.
You guys are wrong. I have pictures. I already took a screen picture of the time that I've been waiting on you guys on the phone. I'm over here at the mountains. I'm over here, you know, under the sun, you know. I'm waiting on you guys. You know, I'm trying to be ethical, but you guys don't want to work.
Yes,
so
sir.
The first fee is already the first fee. You guys gave me the wrong address.
We put in the provider notes that it was a dirt road, and then she mapped it as close as possible as she could, and we reviewed the recordings. So.
No, right, thank you. Uh-huh. Even people are stopping by to see if I'm okay, you know, over here in the tow truck, because I'm in the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
So I'm leaving, you know, I'm leaving. If you guys, if whatever you guys want to do, you guys want to have your manager call me or whatever, that is fine.
Do you
but
want
I,
us
you
to
know,
cancel
I,
it?
I try, it's already been charged.
Well.
That's what I'm saying. You guys don't understand. I don't know what's so hard for you guys to understand. I should have left. I should not even call you guys. You just call it good, but I did not do that.
Alrighty, sir. Thank you so much.
And
we're
I don't
want to
be disrespectful with you, you know, because I know you're not the one who makes the decision, but whoever makes the decision is wrong. They should check the values and work ethics, because this is no charity. This is not a charity business, especially on the towing business or the towing side.
I think it was.
Insurance get millions of dollars. You know, I'm just trying to collect $150. For an hour wait, for me to go out of my way because of you guys.
Yes, sir, I understand. We're still on the phone with them now for approval.
Okay, man, so I'm leaving then. If you guys want to call someone else, you guys see how much they're going to charge you. Because they're not going to go on the dirt road. Well, okay, you guys find out, man. You know, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but this is it. I'm leaving. I tried to help you guys out. But you guys don't see that, so that's it, ma'am. Thank you. Bye-bye.